One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, this is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Glad to be in here tonight with us. We've got a great program, part three tonight with the 2012 message that we're going to bring to you tonight. This is the part three of our message, and we're glad to be in your presence. Call a friend and a neighbor and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy's on tonight with some exciting news coming up. You know, we're in 2011. Now, 11, like the Twin Towers, stands for division. We're at the point where the world's in chaos. The Spirit is knocking on the inner door of the heart. You see, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes, if you'll only believe, that sometimes it takes darkness to discover the light. When the world, as it is lowest point or darkest point in history, and we're not there yet, but we're coming close. This is the year to tell the tale. 11, 11, 20, and 12, we're going to merge, if you will, into the Age of Aquarius. Now, the Age of Aquarius is the pouring out. And the pouring out is the, well, let me just go right off and say it. We're going to have a war. Now, remember what the Bible said in Matthew 24? That in the last days there shall be wars and rumors of wars. Well, we've got one more to go according to the elite, the ones that really run the inner governments, the world. There's a mighty host of evil beings in conspiracy. What they do, they sit behind the scenes They have elected democratic governments, some communist governments. It's all one and the same. The whole world is being organized in the not too far off future, where we're going to see great signs in the heavens. Now, the Hopi that I was telling you about, we talk about a blue star, far off but yet barely visible. The Hopi name for the blue star Cirrus is blue star Kachina. Cirrus is the brightest star in the night sky near Orion's belt and the planet Mars. Now, the Aztecs and the Inca prophecies, and at the center of the Aztec civilization was the Valley of Mexico, a huge oval basin about 7,500 feet above sea level. And the mystery of the 2012 prediction prophecies and possibilities of the Aztecs and their rise to power is awesome. We know that the most remarkable stories in world history, that this people who came into the Valley of Mexico during the reportedly 12th and 13th century, I predict it goes back much further, and rose to be the greatest power in the Americas, the Aztecs, Incas. Even so, there is a strong Aztec doomsday prophecy element in their culture. Every one of these prophecies have what is called the mystery of the deep. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just go into some of the things that you could expect to know about when you are thinking about 20 and 12. And a lot of people's mind is in or on 20 and 12. Everybody's scared, the uncertainties, yet nobody... It seems like everybody's helpless. They want to talk about it. They love doomsday predictions. They actually believe in a collective conscious that we deserve whatever we get. And we've been dumbed down to think that we're not worthy, we're unworthy, and that our Creator doesn't love us. And all these have been attached to our subconscious through the misinformation agents of Satan, that we deserve to be servants. You know, actually, we deserve to be served by the very enemy that we're serving. They should be serving us. But what's really going to happen now? Between now and 20 and 12, we're going to make you some predictions, and it's just educated guesses that anybody could make. Worldwide shortage of our metals and our fossil fuels, gas going out of sight, food supply disruptions. That's planned, ladies and gentlemen. And look at the failures, the food failures, for the last several years around the world. That's going to catch up with the world's food supply. And, again, that may be planned as we enter the time of the change into the Age of Aquarius. Now, the Age of Aquarius, like I said, means a new day, a pouring out. A point out of what? Well, right here at the year 2011, it's an age of decision. Right now is a good time for you to choose who you're going to serve. Right now, it's a good time to see if you're going to bow to the the deadly pressures that the world is bringing up on us, stress. You know, Christ talked about that. And I do believe that certain distribution centers are already planned with a price tag. If you're going to be fed, you're going to have a card. And to qualify for a card, you've got to play the game of the wicked ones who rule the world and are only trying to, if you will, trying to tighten the noose around our neck with deadly superbug mutations of the DNA species, both natural and unnatural. And we think that these illnesses brought on by what we call the superbug, in other words, it's going to be resistant, highly resistant to what we call the antidotes, that the antibiotics that the world has made. And we're going to have new evidence that links vaccines and neurological disorders, where that people with such disorders such as Alzheimer's may point to the chemical adjuvants used in vaccines. Notice that the inflammatory response in the body with the advent of putting certain chemicals on our skin. The beauty aids that's being suggested may be the opposite. It may bring deadly consequences with the chemicals being absorbed into the body and changing the DNA structure as these chemicals, guised as beauty products or shampoos, underarm deodorants, things that's not natural, aluminum, byproducts inside, fluoride. We could just go right on and on and on to notice that we're going to have links to these proofs that we have been had by those who had us. Power grid shutdowns. We're going to start experiencing, you know, with these colder and colder winters and hotter summers, we're using more electricity generated by great volumes, dams, if you will. And now that's not enough. We're going to see a mass increase of nuclear, where that we will no longer depend on water, with the shortage of water around the world in key countries, including the United States. If you don't believe we're in a water shortage, just go west, young man. Take a look at the Colorado that finally goes down into California, and look at the battle for the water that's drying up in the west, and basically, here, all over the United States, we're having battles as we use the water to operate our systems where we're drawing our water to flush our commodes and things of this nature, and then put it back in the system and pipe it on down to the next. We're going to have GM crop contamination, because we're now in North America trying to deliver the GMO crop distribution to all the worlds, where all the world will be at the mercy of the seeds that are manufactured and contaminated, that it'll only grow in certain types of soil. Well, by the spraying of the heavens And I know all this is negative, but I'm going to show you it's not all at loss. The righteous are going to shine. We're going to overtake the world. Look at the honeybee population collapse. It's going to spread to other species, and these target gene or GMOs, which are killing the pollinators, Yahweh's natural pollinators, where that seeds will not have to be pollinated. They will be secretly locked with their own pollination to only grow where the soil is treated with these seeds. The heirloom seeds will no longer work. You can see a decrease in the world's food supply, and the world could be fed 20 times over with just the normal production of the U.S. farmers. And yet they're restricted. The government's got them bought off. And Monsanto, which is now directing these GMO seeds only into areas where the people are obedient and toe the line. Weather patterns. They've increased to the point where Matthew 24, waves of the sea roaring, tsunamis, earthquakes in the bottom of our oceans, the ring of magnetic fire that we're talking about in our series here, the increase, the upheaval of the earth, and here we are in these wild weather patterns, no one able to control, and yet many suspect that the world governments are now under the influence or the power or the technology that they've obtained, that weather control is maybe by one or two nations on the earth to control, and other nations must come on board and follow their line of thinking. Superfood. We're now looking for superfoods. We're being told that we can't eat any of the GMO products without suffering consequences, so the world is going to start looking for a natural superfood. We're looking for a high-tech injection, if you will, vitamin D. And we're now told that we need more of that. And so the human body is going to start reaching out for things that they can live that is not seeded. And yet the Bible says that eat the food that's got the seed in it. Well, who would want to alter the seed for the purpose of bringing mass starvation or to control? Whoever controls the food controls the world. You see what I mean? And weather patterns changing at the whim of a nation that can control the weather. The United States is going to be downgraded. We're going to default on our loans. And nations right now are losing confidence in the credibility of the United States to perform, and this is going to lead to rampant price inflation like it was in Germany. My brother came back in 45 after fighting the Germans, and he said it would take a wheelbar full of Dutch marks to purchase a 25-cent pack of Camel cigarettes in 1945. The GIs were issued those. I was issued the Camels in 1956, just a little bit after the World War II ended, and we could get them in Greenland for 5 cents a pack. They were packed in the early 40s. And the Germans would have gladly paid a wheelbar full of Deutschmarks for a carton of cigarettes. That's coming back. Because the United States is planned to fall. It's the last surviving stronghold nation where people have guns, and you can see the systematic plan to attack until we have so many killings that we're making this an armed camp only for the one side. Only the thieves and the mentally incompetence that some of these are Manchurian candidates trained by brainwashing to do these things until the government owns the guns or controls them to where you as a U.S. citizen will not have any gun rights left at all. Now you have to purchase a permit to carry a gun. And the Second Amendment right says you have a right to bear arms. That don't mean anything. The attack or the assault on the Constitution is now to the point that we've riddled it with amendments to weaken it to where it barely is standing on its own two feet, just like George Washington's vision for the end time. So when I mentioned the Third World War, and guess what? You're not going to be immune. You're going to be part of it because war is coming. It's in the plans. Now, there's going to be major pharmaceutical fraud. They're making so much now out of these pharmaceuticals. The doctors are putting everybody and their grandma on them. And now with this new health care bill, you will only be at the mercy of the health care providers, which will be your government. It won't be up to you to purchase it. It will be given to you by choice. And then they make the decision of who gets life's support or who gets the axe, or you are marked undesirable. And so when the call is made, those who will play a more important part in the plans of the New World Order will get to keep their lives as opposed to those who resist. Now, we already see that China and India, two of the largest corporate empires, China has now overtaken the United States as the world's corporate superpower. If you don't believe that, lift up the label of whatever you buy at Wally World and see if 90% of that product made is not made in China. I'm telling you, it's awful. So then, we're going to have to deal with this superpower sooner or later, as we'll be at their mercy, and the ability to control the world through this corporate control. If you don't have a license, if you don't have this, or if you don't, let's say, like I said a while ago, like you're an older patient and you begin to show serious health deterioration, they're going to cut you loose. We're going to have another 9/11 false flag incident. Get ready for it. It's coming. The world won't end on December the 21st, 2012. But you are being told that it will. One fear after the other. Prophets of doom are prophesying to you to get you to a stressed condition. But now listen to this and keep this in mind. When you're stressed, spell stressed backwards and see what you get. And so in that frame of mind, turn stress that is presenting itself as a limit, squeeze it and use it for your own survival. You can survive. Don't let your heart be overcharged. Don't let your a daily intake of bad news get you to a nervous state of a stress condition, turn it around and turn it into dessert. And the medical situation, again, deteriorating in America, we're going to have nursing homes for old people that are periodically going to be looked at, scanned, and you're going to be put into a computer, and if you don't meet the criteria to live, you're going to be neglected. These are going to be homes of death to those who do not meet the conditions. Psychiatric misbehaviors. More and more people are feeling the heat of the world, or the stress of the world, like I say, and we're having more and more nuts pop up in the world. And I'm telling you, it was bad enough before all this stuff started, and now it's frightening. You can't even leave your home and go to a grocery store and expect to come back with a bag of groceries. Instead of that, your body riddled with bullets. Vaccines for all sorts of diseases are now coming online. And whatever they put in them, beware. Just like the food labels, beware. If you don't read, you won't need to worry about what you eat, because you may eat the wrong thing. And too much of a good thing, they excite your taste buds by the excitotoxins that they put in the food, and it gradually, you get such a desire for it, you get hooked on it, and you eat more and more. We've got the sickest, most obese society that's ever been registered in the history of the world. America leads these nations with obese, spoiled brat children that are growing up and eating like lab rats in the schools where the food is designed to make them the way they are. And the way they are is bad right now. War on your health freedom. As you try to turn to more of the natural things, notice that organic food, raw milk, anything like pure herbs and supplements, is now, there's a war against it. It'll result in farmers being treated like drug dealers with no license, and you're going to be arrested. It's already happening. The world becomes a far more dangerous place for honest citizens. And if you don't cheat to keep up, you're going to fall behind on your bills. They're going to put you in prison for your tax evasion. Right now, the economy is so bad that you're violating the law every day, and at any moment they can come and get you for doing so. Now, new attempts will be made on the internet. Look for that. It's coming. And China's boom, at some point, and it's not going to be far out, it's going to bust, because the people that buy their products, these cheap products, which is the only thing on the market, basically, but even the people of the free world is not going to be able to afford the products, because we've lost all of our jobs. And millions of people walk in the street right now begging for either a handout. I've never seen so many people standing at intersections. I'll work for food. And they're to. It was a ploy just to keep from working. And people with a charity had money to give, and they didn't like to see people down on their look. Now everybody is down on their look. More and more people. You're going to see more and more countries drop the American dollar. Central and South America included, our neighbors next door, are going to drop it. Local currencies, trading and barter, when we have this financial fall, we're going to have the collapse of the dollar. When you see that, people will tend to use other means to barter with. We're going to have so many scanners and traveling that people will quit traveling because these scanners are injecting people that travel, and that's the people that can afford to travel through the air. That's very expensive, and as the more they travel, the more radiation they're exposed to, until we get to the point that we find that more and more people are dying from radiation and cancer by these machines that they won't tell you that's harming you. Just like cell phones and brain tumors are going to begin to appear in younger and younger people as they go about with these radiation weapons, is what I call them. And here we're going to have people dying more and more younger because it is a assault on our teenage with electronic bombardment of radiation. The terrorists will increase. Look for our water supply in some major city to be exposed and contaminated when we have no way in the world to prevent it, and the water will be contaminated, and yet people will be so thirsty that they'll drink it. Sperm count drops. Infertility rates rise through this DNA mutation caused by pharmaceuticals and the electronic radiation chemicals. It's the beginning of the end for what's got planned to reduce the world's population through these means. We're going to have such a time that personal files will now be put in supercomputers, and you'll be in them whether you like it or not. And if you refuse to get authorization to buy and sell, you say, well, I'll store up some food. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that storing food is not worth the time it takes? Number one, good food will spoil, and bad food will keep. Remember, when a calf cannot survive on its mother's milk that has been forced through radiation and high heat, then you will not be able to survive on this GMO food. They got you even when you hide your food, and in times of need, slip and eat it. You're going to be on the list, as they can trigger these mechanisms that is built into these GMO plants to trip a switch and your history. So we're going to have those things, ladies and gentlemen, on the negative side. Now, let's go to the bright side of the situation, where we can find out exactly what's going to happen when Yahweh and his the time count when it starts in the time of 20 and 12. Now, all it is a change of age. It's going to be a change of energy vibration. Can you feel it today? Can you feel the anointing coming down from the sky? Have you ever thought about the photon belt? That the earth right now, at this point in history, that Yahweh, who is an electrical magnetic engineer, he's a super scientist, and he's done something to the energy field and the energy vibration of the planet, Mother Earth. And he's also, in these times of energy vibration increases, it causes friction. It's just like a woman having a baby until we bring forth. We have not produced enough desire. Remember I told you about group consciousness. There's a growing thirst. There's a growing demand from the inner man to be fed the food that he deserves, the energy that he needs. Like Christ said, I have food to eat you know not of. It's just the cosmic energy of a photon belt, living off the air that we breathe. That's sort of hard today because of all the pollution that's sprayed into our atmosphere. Every day, if you look up above your head in certain areas, if not all areas, I've looked on the websites of these chemtrails around the world. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they afford to do it. It must be costing a literal fortune to whoever is sponsoring this experiment, if it's called an experiment. And the real reason, it's a top secret. Nobody knows. You can get a piece of the energy truth or knowledge here and there, but it's compartmentalized, and even those people that are participating in the program, they don't know how to do these things. They do not know what's going on, even working on the project. So those who are able to move up to the energy vibration, to catch the wave, so to speak, these are those who are not able to change, and the energy is too heavy and dense, will move to the edge of the energy vibration field and experience the intensity of the energy at the outside of the energy vibration field. Most people, now listen to this, most people are not going to be able to handle it. Most people will shun the energy. It gives them a headache. They can't bear it. Their mind is so carnal and caught up at the intensity of the energy at the outside of the vibration field, where it's quiet and peaceful and calm. They'd rather be there in a denial stupor than to engage in participating with seeking Yahweh, desiring Yahweh, pressing toward the mark and the high calling, submitting to this energy. And it's a, you'll have to be vibrationally changed, altered. And this is painful. The energy vibrational fields of Mother Earth, it's coming to teach our own bodies how to vibrate along with the places that these vibrations are higher. Seek those holy places. Now, let me give you a for instance. For many long years, I have practiced the sacred circle. Now, this goes back to the time of the ancients. There are certain places on earth selected to be receptors for all of this energy coming down from above. Can't you feel the love? Don't you want to gather and practice the sacred circle? Now, we know that our bodies are more susceptible to the energy, plasma, of the radiant energy at certain places on the planet at certain times. Now, let me explain myself. To get your body to function on a higher energy level, find you a place at the injunctions of the moon, or at the conjunction of the moon would be a better way to state it, on the conjunction of the new moon, here to blow the trumpet. Now that trumpet is a energy sound to bump it up to the spiritual level I'm trying to get it to get you to see it's not just a physical sound, although that was a practice for medical work. But it's to receive the current at that particular time. Now, what do you do at the dark moon? Well, in the darkness, believe it or not, that's where, as I said in the beginning, that's where Yahweh dwells. The Bible says he dwells in the thick darkness in the north. And we know in the north it's forbidden territory. Very few people can survive there. I've been there. It is rugged, and the extreme inhospitable ways the earth protects the north. Very few people have dared to go there. Some people went there and didn't return. And yet today, with the modern invention of icebreaker ships and airplanes and submarines, we're learning more and more about the thick darkness of the north where Yahweh dwells. And we also have some mysteries there that we taught on, such as the inner earth. And the sun shining down into this giant hole in the top of the earth causes these prisms of lights called the northern lights. Well, part of this is vibrations. And we are to build, if you will, an altar of earthen and place stones properly aligned, and in the sense of the watch that you have, it has 12 stones for 12 jewels for each placement, east, west, north, and south, and those that are in between times 3, which equals 12. We have 12 hours in the day and 12 hours in the night. We have the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night. And the moon, we know, is given for seasons and signs and for growth and for tides, meaning that you're affected with these cycles of the moon. That's why you ought to practice the lunar calendar. Forgo the false, empty, hopeless, evil, and dark lies of the Gregorian calendar. You may have one hanging in your house, and if you have, you've worshipped the image of the beast. The beast supplied it to you. The Catholic Church made it available. And you place it in your home, and you worship its days. And you say that you're not a Catholic. You're universally affected by the greatest self. I'm doing this series presently, now on Sunday night, on WWCR at 9 o'clock, prime time. We've done two shows on the great heist of time. Who did it? It was a organized conspiracy according to Daniel 7:25. And yet people say, I just can't believe it. There's places in the earth where these charged areas, and if you know where they're at, or if you're wise enough to use the techniques to find them, and there is subtle ways to find these energy places, such as Stonehenge, or certain places here in America, or you could go to the pyramids. We know that the frequencies and the information that we're learning now, it opens the nervous system to previously unavailable information. My people are destroyed, according to Hosea 4 and 6, for the lack of information or the lack of knowledge. So we've got to adjust to the frequencies and the intensities of the solar energy and the electromagnetic affecting change. It leaves it on trees. At specific times of the year, the solar frequencies at the vernal and the autumnal equinox and summer and winter solstice affect and change our nervous systems, allowing our energy vibrations to match those of the planet. Now, when we get in touch or sync, that's why fasting is vital. That's why stillness, to catch the wave of the energy. It can pass you by so subtle and so easily, and you can be deceived by following after the world and the things of the world and the paganistic ways of the world, which is Christmas, Easter, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. All these things are pagan, and they continuously bombard you with these negative things that never produce any vibrational change to the positive side, mostly to the negative. And so therefore, we become caught up in the world and the cares of the world. We will not relinquish our place in the world. We won't give up our television. We gotta see our soaps, our favorite sitcoms. I mean, you go around the world. I drove through countryside after countryside after countryside, and you'll see into the house, and you'll see the flickering lights of a television. And the people sitting there guffawing and hee-hawing at the foolishness of man as they have written these things to entice you and get you caught up. My mother was 75 years old, and she would not for the world miss a soap. I mean, if you came up and interrupted her, unless it was life and death, you might as well leave her alone. A vibrational change in the time of change. Catch the wave. This consciousness, it leads to greater knowing, which is the form of intuition, knowing from feeling. These changes coming about in our nervous system is initially profound or sometimes subtle, but always they manifest over time in unique ways in each individual, depending on which physical or psychological blocks are present. As the blocks clear over time and these begin to open up the frequency channels down to your pineal gland, into your heart chakra. The Bible said the heart is desperately wicked. You've got to conquer your own heart. That carnal mind that's grounded in the physical man, controlled by the subconscious of the spiritual man, which is the fourth dimensional field that blocks the channels going to the fifth dimension, which is, as we talked about the other night, in beta and alpha and theta and gamma. If you want the highest form, go to gamma. Become a child. believe all things. Be more swift to hear than it is to speak. See, we've got our own opinion. And most of it's carnal and calloused and individual based on our own feelings. Your feelings can deceive you. Build your temple as the pyramids were built, formed together without any mortar, holding the tons and tons of inner knowledge, not yielding and giving or being susceptible to the wiles of the devil. Do not let your own wife know what you're thinking, lest she, in a weaker state, steal it from you and destroy you with it. Remember, if you have faith, have it unto yourself. Do not go around like a religious nut, carrying your Bible, going crazy. If you don't have enough of spiritual knowledge to interpret what the real Bible says, or the living word as opposed to the written word, you can go around quoting written word all day long until it becomes a constructed, like sacred geometry. It activates the higher nervous system, and it's like a pyramidal surface represents the form of record keeping in your own body to know that you yourself must not let your right hand know what the left hand is doing, or vice versa. You can't even trust yourself. A fool is known by the multitude of words. Don't run into these churches and become a religious zealot. Won't profit you nothing. It's the steel fowl that gets all of the slop. My job when I was back on the farm as a boy in the 40s, my job was to slop the hogs. And I learned something from the old sow. She had a gang of pigs, 10 or 12, running around in the stall. When they see you coming, they could smell the slop. They're very smart animals. And boy, they would all go berserk. They'd climb the walls and get in the trough until you couldn't hardly pour the slop in. Well, the old sow, she'd go down to the lower end of the trough, and she always knew which end that the slop ran towards, and she'd just stand there. You start pouring in the slop, and all the rest of the little shoats and the little pigs, they'd fight, and they would topple each other and push each other out of the way, and while they were doing that, she'd just stand there and lap up the slop. Well, that's sort of like you need to be in your nervous system, is quiet yourself. Don't run around thinking that people are going to think you're some mighty one. It was Elijah in the cave that got the message. Nobody around. Go to your personal cave. Go within yourself. That information is stored in stone and bone. Remember, if these hold the peace, that's you. To fail to grasp this information age, the stones will cry out. And we have the evidence that Christ was born on a different mountainside in a different city than what is being told by those who say he was born in Bethlehem, Judea. He was not born in Bethlehem, Judea. That's a fallacy. But 99% of the people going to church believe it, because some liars said so. And nobody ever stopped, like the little hogs. They jumped in that and just fought for position and said, that's going to be our doctrine. And the old sow down at the end said, that ain't the rest of the story. The real story is he was born in Bethlehem Ephrathah on the mountain of Bethel, about 36 miles north of where everybody thinks he was born. Now, what does that have to do with truth? put the puzzle together, you'll get the rest of the story. If you're never able to place the pieces of a puzzle to where you can get a cosmic consciousness and an opportunity to reconstruct yourself, to defeat the small self, the separate self, the ego, and become reconnected to the great spiritual cosmic consciousness that come only to them who have earned it. Yahweh will not dwell in an unclean temple. Yahweh will not dwell in someone out here in the church world jumping benches, swinging on the rafters, hollering to the top of his lungs, making himself out that he's some good one. But Yahweh will reveal himself to those who have quieted themselves like men. You know, first time I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I ran back to the temple. I was just like the leper that had been cleansed. I ran and told everyone. And Yahweh said, in reality, why don't you stay here with me and I'll tell you some more. But we first time we get full, we think we get full. We think we know it all. The first round that hits, we become a Bible-toting, one-God apostolic, get-out-of-my-way devil chaser. You go out there and the devil says, oh, I've been waiting for you, smarty pants. And he'll strip you of your raiment. He'll take your confidence. He'll push you down the ground. And the first thing you know, you're defeated. Well, I got to close here tonight. I didn't even get in on the positive things that I wanted to conclude. But I will be back tomorrow night on the Late Show, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, with part 4 of The Ring of Fire. You've heard part 3 tonight. If you'd like to have this completed series, probably 6 or more, we'll be glad to send it to you. Just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, one word, Sweetwater, in Tennessee, the zip 37874. If you'd like to call me tonight, you can do so by simply calling 423-351-1082. Or you can call my cell phone, as always, at 423-259-0606. Inform others that we're on Sunday night now, a new time. Most of you that miss some of our teachings on WWRB may not know that we're also on now on Sunday night at 9 o'clock prime time, sponsored by Dr. Gary. And we invite you to tune in our exciting series that we've got going on, Who Stole Time? You say, well, nobody stole time to today's Monday. It's Martin Luther King's Day. See, we know all about these things that man has made. We know nothing about what Yahweh has made, and the devil has stole it and confused the minds of the ignorant, unlearned, fearful, and superstitious, and Yahweh's given it to those who are peaceful, gentle, kind, quick to learn, slow to wrath, that are sticking to the pursuit of Yahweh as a hungry deer seeks the water brook. Now, there's several reasons that deer sought the water brook. Number one, the hounds of hell chased it all night long, and it was thirsty. Once it quenched its thirst, when it found the brook, just like Christ said, if you'd ask me, I'd give you living water. You hungry deer, run to the watering brook. Number two, it helps to carry the scent of you, the righteous, away from the devil. Don't run out wave the red flag at the devil. He'll send the hounds of hell. Usually they're your own that you confide in. It's your own. Your foes are your own, out of your own household. They're the first to criticize you. They will not believe you. If you start carrying a Bible around every time they come in and sit down and you want to hammer them with the word, they run from you. You can't blame them, really. Because it is the stale fowl that gets all the slop. You may be full of something that you think you know all of it when you don't really know nothing. And make sure that when you go out, it's Yahweh that sent you. Otherwise, you'll come back ragged and run to death. The devil will pick up your scent and he'll trail you. He'll hunt you down. He'll kill you, steal you, and destroy you. But the wise ones, see, it's the eagle that builds his nest in the top of the rocks, way up where a crow can't go, or a buzzard can't muster. High above all the things of the world, looking for the author and the finisher of your faith, making your election and calling sure, may Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey here in the great state of Mississippi, along with Brother Bud and Brother Edward and Brother Paul up in the great state of Michigan. And Brother Paul's number is 1-800-253-2748. I'll see you tomorrow night again. May Yahweh bless you. And for those who hold up my hands with tithe and offerings, I love you to give me a chance to preach this gospel, because I was called in this world and my time is short. And while I live, I want to preach Yahweh. Help me. Send me your tithes and offerings, and I'll preach in the great name of Yahweh. See ya, and I love you.